Oh, man, that was great. I love that. Our next reader is also representing Menacing Hedge. I love that part of her bio is that she is a burlesque dancer in town, which makes me wonder how much of her clothing she's going to keep on while she reads to us. Please welcome Kiara McMorris.
Well, unfortunately, my clothes will be staying on for this performance. I apologize to anybody who was here to see some boobies.
That's the only reason I go to poetry reading. Boobs. So
I have five poems that I'm going to read. They're all relatively short, so these first two were in Menacing Hedge. And this one is called Storybook Upsell. On his cross-country search for fossilized kneecaps. Oh, okay. This is Storybook Upsell. On his cross-country search for fossilized kneecaps, he drove 135 miles out of the way to Utah for homemade bourbon. His favorite misshaped African drum was a fair trade for the libation. Postcards from dirt towns came with each season change, outlining grandiose timetables and fistfights with one-armed men. He came back 20 pounds heavier, failure walking 10 steps in front, gunshell burns on his forearms. As a distraction, he dropped back issues of National Geographic at her feet. She wept at the gesture, exhaling as her fingers found and rubbed out the puckered flesh. Knowing the time away had nothing to do with her crow's feet, she fantasized his return would be accompanied by brass knuckles and bent over kisses. Rather, he asked to be reacquainted with her unexposed skin. The announcement came that desert calligraphy was his calling. She never really knew who he was. Slow. I'm just going to put this on the floor. It's all right. It's not a special folder or anything. This is called the Mississippi Two-Step Blues. Grandpa didn't like the way his eyes rolled after cotton-picking showdowns. Sent him up trees as a lesson in fleeing from pointy hoods. Water ran through creek beds, but there was never enough to clean out gutter burns. Baths are for rich folks, son. Candles were lit, but the shack walls had to be damp. Penny wages won't build a new roof. The family scraps will raise the property value. Grandma taught him to throw logs, aim for the forehead, and never cry unless food is given to you. He couldn't read the bold whites only. The taste of Snickers burned his tongue. Escaped with bloody teeth. Lost the taste for proper eye contact soon after. He said he'd never come back. Wrote the promise on work boots, but spelled the words wrong. 18 years came. He hopped on the fastest train to electricity in non-regional accents. Grandpa took the Exodus out on the porch and set it on fire. This one is called Up and Down Stitches. The kids down the block lost their education. Pens aren't held the correct way. Books burned for heat. Ragtag group, smell of insecurity and dirt. Yell out car windows pleading for eye contact. A giggle. A hey, fuck you. Reciting names of foreign countries, history reports, multiplication tables, all exchanged for Mountain Dew. Spit on proper talking kids, ruffians yearn for maple scented hugs. Afternoons are made for broken bones and cat killing. This is called Mature Displays of Bickering, and it's for the goat owner. Soundboards go up in flames. Poor excuses fuel the fire better than gasoline. Bad checks found in convenience stores. 10 years of relationship labor, not enough for lies to become true. Guitar pieces thrown in the garden. First steps view the vindication, represent the coward crown atop runaway head. Fuck your mediocre, crass, instrumental, techno-emo, fusion basement music. The house will now be cleared of guitar riff demons. clothes, shoes, utensils, toothbrush sent to a new underground location, far away from the wrath of a depleted bank account. The pets will be fine. Chalk it up to short-term memory and lots of treats. Phone numbers changed. Reports of mutual friends' disappearance. Back to square one. The unexpected couldn't have come at a more appropriate time. Sip three Jack and Cokes until the absari becomes a gurgle. Hello, one woman show. Nice to meet you again. And this is the last poem, and it's called Bound. Hysterical girl, not enough eyes to watch her sleep. Mother keeps the house black. Father prays to the Almighty. Imaginary friends seep under doors for gossip. Feigning spells keep classmates alert. Locker room bullies smell her period, claim she can levitate. Diagnosis materialized, remedy of chemical comas. Need a dictionary to interpret mumblings. She swore teenage girl orgies only happen in the springtime. One personality, two personality, three personality. Chalkboard full of letters to keep track. Doctor pulls the condition out of a hat. Exploitation in an effort to heal. Blame the parents, dope up the willing. A head case looms. Thank you.